Case Keenum introduced as the next Broncos quarterback. I'm here with John Elway. John, what do you think Case will be able to bring to the team that it's been missing for the past couple of years?
You know, I think that, you know, as you saw in his press conference, he's a very mature guy, and he's been through a lot, and so he kind of understands. He understands the NFL, but he also understands the quarterback position, and I think, you know, people are going to see what a talent he is on the field. He can make all the throws, moves around, does a lot of good things, very good with the ball, very good in the red zone. Does tremendous things on the field, but I think what he's really going to add for us is the grit, the leadership, the maturity that we kind of needed on that offensive side to be able to step in there and guys can rally around. And so I think that's going to be the biggest lift is the fact that, you know, that leadership qualities that he brings. But I'm excited to see it.
He said as a kid he had your poster up on the wall and he used to wear 7. What's that like for you to bring in a guy who idolized you like that?
Well, it's nice to know that people still remember when I played back then because it's been so long ago. But, it's obviously very flattering to have guys like that and that looked up to you back in those days.
It's been a busy couple of days with the start of free agency and then pro days. I imagine you've been racking up the cell phone minutes, huh?
We have. I have. Yeah, that's for sure. It's been busy, but it's been great. You know, I think that, not only adding Case, which is a tremendous addition, Tremaine Brock, who we added, who's, a very good corner that we have high hopes for and think that he can come in and really compete. And we'll add some good depth at the cornerback position, a guy that's a veteran and has played very well. And then, obviously, the one that's I'm really excited about is Todd Davis, too, and the fact that he can come in and come back. And he's the piece on that defensive side. He plays with physicality, very tough downhill player that really can strike you, but also a very important leader on that defensive side. And so that's why Todd was so important to us and so the things that he brings. And so we're off to a good start in free agency. We feel like we got a lot better and, we're going to continue to turn over all the rocks and stones and try to figure out, if there's more players that we can add some value to us and some depth. And then, then we'll get busy on the draft and we got a lot of draft capital too. So it's going to be exciting in the next 6 weeks.
How was Oklahoma, UCLA getting to see some of these guys up close and personal?
We did. Yeah. I mean, obviously the quarterbacks, everyone thinks we run and see the quarterbacks, but there's a lot of other good football players. There are a lot of good tackles. And so a lot of, Oklahoma and the tradition of, and as well as UCLA. So a lot of good football players will continue to search that. And once we get in our draft meetings, try to look at how we can make us even a lot better than that we are today.
You've been spending a lot of time with head coach Vance Joseph throughout this process. How much growth have you seen from him this time, the second time around?
A year under your belt always helps a lot, and having been through that, know what to expect. And so I think Vance has made great strides. He's continued to work hard, and we've had a great working relationship with personnel and the coaching staff. I'm really excited about, the changes that were made and the additions to the coaching staff. And so, everybody's worked real well, and I think that, we'll continue to do that. But Vance has made great strides, and look forward to having a great year this year.
The first wave of free agency is sort of dying down here. But how important is, still seems like there's a lot of great players out there.
There is, and so that's why we'll continue to work on it look at the market and see where the market is and see if we can add some quality depth somewhere and also maybe find a couple gems out there. But, again, with the idea of I think we have 10 draft picks, so trying to figure out how the roster is going to break out and how we can do it. So all those balls in the air, we'll continue to work on it.
A lot of moving pieces. John, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate
it. You bet, Phil.